Today, we are going to discuss the importance of final sounds. So often, we have a tendency to swallow the ends of our words, and there are many words in English that differ just in those final sounds. So today, I'd like to share some of these pairs of words to increase your awareness of just how important it is to finish the words. Pair number one is bad, bat. What were the sounds you heard at the end of bad versus bat? The next pair is mug and mutt. If you swallow the ends of your words, your listener will have to play back what you said to figure out what fits into that sentence. Next, eyes, ice. Often you can't hear the difference. The first word are the eyes that we see with, and that's a Z sound at the end, versus ice, which is something cold you put into a drink, and that's a final S sound. The next pair is rise and rice. Also, the first word is rise. It ends with a final Z sound, as the bread will rise. And the second word is rice, a grain that we often like to eat, and that ends with an S sound. The next pair is leave and leaf. Leave my house now, and that ends with a final V sound, versus leaf, something that falls off of a tree, and that ends with an F sound. Save and safe. Save ends with a V sound, and safe ends with an F sound. I gave you some time to practice, and I also wanted to just reference, if you have Talking Business, a guide for the non-native English speaker when English is your second language, the F sound, as in the word leaf or safe, is found on page 76, and the V sound is on page 77. There's easy downloadable files for you to practice. Next is the word pace and pays, and we've talked about that final S and the final Z, and the final S is in the word face. Again, we're talking sounds, and the Z sound ends the word phase. And again, if you have the book, you can practice the S sound on page 80 and the Z sound on page 81. The next pair is tug versus tuck, and that's a final G in the word tug and a final K sound in the word tuck. Bug, buck, final G sound and a final CK. Next is the word bus and buzz. The word bus has a final S sound. The Z is in the word buzz. Bus, if you don't hear the difference, is what drives on city blocks to get you from one place to another. Buzz is a sound a bumblebee makes. If you don't hear the differences, play this back or certainly again, download the audio file from Talking Business when English is your second language to practice. The first step is often ear training. Lock, log. Lock ends with a final K sound, log with a final G. Invest, interest. Now, I want you to hear some words that in business, if you swallow the end of the word, people might hear something very different. Pay, paint. Profit, process. Register, registrar. Credit, crevice. Asset, assess. Revenue, revenge. Transfer, translate. And last, expense, express. My recommendation is to go back, listen, and repeat. Practice listening, hearing the difference, and then producing the words with those final sounds. Many of you know how to make these sounds. You just have a tendency to speak quickly and swallow the ends of your words, and therefore the listener is confused. Our goal at Corporate Speech Solutions is to help you say it better.